This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Clubs and social groups are a great way to meet new people and learn about your local community. Visually impaired Merthyr promotes and provides services for blind and partially sighted residents throughout the county borough of Merthyr Tydfil and surrounding areas. I'm joined now by Morgan Evans from Visual Impairment Merthyr Tydfil. Morgan, thanks for speaking to us today.
Good to be with you, Powell.
Well, tell us a bit about some of the services that Visual Impairment Merthyr can offer.
We have a monthly meeting for members because I'm a great believer in self-help and just swapping ideas. And we do some social events. We like to go to different events and venues on occasion just to establish confidence in people. Now, we also occasionally visit people at home if necessary. We counsel people who have problems getting on with their sight loss and help them to realise that life isn't over. We run the Finding Your Feet course when we have enough people. That's very effective. And generally offer support, and which I think is very well appreciated by most people who get help from us. They might not wish to be engaged and come out, but they're glad that we're there and that we contact them on occasion just to see how they're getting on. Then there are others who we phone every month because they're not able to get out much. And some people we even phone more often just to help them with the loneliness of not being very mobile.
You might think that most services for blind and partially sighted people in South Wales would be based in Cardiff or Swansea. How important is it to have a more local service in Merthyr?
I believe it's very important. It's the accessibility and the understanding of local conditions. People in Cardiff, for instance, wouldn't know what our bus system's like and whether there are other ways of getting help with mobility. Let me give an example. So some houses were built down the road, and in the South Wales Echo, it said, new houses for Valley Town. We don't feel like a Valley Town. We feel like Merthyr Tydfil. We feel like a community and not just them up there. So I think that it helps people to know that there's something local.
Now, it might sound like something from a Stephen King novel, but tell us a bit about Room 24.
Oh, Room 24. Well, of course, in the old series on the television, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the answer to every problem was 42. And so this little flat in the health centre was supposed to be called Room 42, but the builder put the numbers on the wrong way round, hence Room 24. And it's got different equipment in different rooms to help people with different challenges. So we have quite a large amount of equipment in there to demonstrate some electronic stuff and other more basic things. And then we also have help with the RNIB and doing some training on electronic gadgets.
And who do you think feels the benefit from that? Is it sort of set up for people who are just sort of starting on the sight loss journey, maybe don't have much experience with some of the technology and adaptations that are available?
Well, it's across the board, really. We can help people who are just a bit challenged and need to understand how better to get on with failing vision. Or we can go right as far as people who are totally blind and helping them with the equipment that's there.
Well, Visually Impaired Merthyr relies heavily on volunteer support. What kind of volunteer roles are available?
Right. We have a trainer who runs the Finding Your Feet course. We have someone who mans the Room 24 on a Wednesday. And then we need help with looking after people when we have our meetings and making the beverages and helping people to find their place to sit down and so on. And then when I visit people at home, I need a driver because I'm registered as blind. And we also have somebody who can do a little bit of support counselling. So that's the sort of range. And keeping them filled is not easy, but we are managing.
And you mentioned the monthly meetings that are available in the town. Where and when can we find those?
They're in Market Square Chapel at the bottom of 3 Salmon Street, at the bottom of the High Street, and they're held at 1:30 on the second Monday of each month.
And where's the best place to go to find out more information about visually impaired Merthyr and what you have planned for the future?
We do a newsletter quarterly to all who wish to have it, and that's available as email for some, but far more have a CD or a large print copy. We try to make ourselves known in the community, and Voluntary Action Merthyr Tydfil are aware of our services, and we have referrals from the local Rovi. But I found, even talking with some of the large city services like ours, not everybody seems to know about you. So it's a constant need to keep plugging it. Fortunately, the ECRO in the hospital also is aware of what we do and can give our pamphlet to people.
That's like, well, always a warm welcome, I'm sure, at those monthly meetings. Morgan Evans from Visual Impairment Merthyr Tydfil, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, ta-da now.